Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Hot Rods and Custom Stuff, 2324 Auto Parkway in Escondido. When you're looking for good quality custom hot rod parts, that's where you need to go. Whether you need a part, the whole car, or have them build it, 760-745-1170. Now, for all you race car drivers and classic car and hot rod folks, San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection has all the carburetor and fuel injection parts you need for your custom hot rod race car. Makes no difference. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. All right, we got a very, 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 very special guest in the house. It looks like Brittany has brought these folks in so that she can just cruise and work on her race car probably this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering, didn't respond to my text asking.
Well, I had forgotten that she was the one that set up. We have Benjamin Ire and his son, Deegan, in the house. They race up at Barona Speedway. So we'll get, Deegan and I are trying to watch the tail end of the NASCAR race. So this interview might be somewhat shaky.
Somewhat stilted.
So Deegan, how are you today?
All
right, so go ahead and pull that mic just a little bit closer to you. There you go. All right, so how old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
Okay, how long have you been racing?
I've been racing for 2 years, and I have 2 championships, 2 Rookie of the Years, and 13 wins.
Holy moly, what class do you run in?
Last year I was in Sportsman. This year I'm in Masters.
Okay, now these are not great big cars. These are like dwarf cars?
Yeah, dwarf cars.
Okay, what kind of engine do they run in them?
They run a Harbor Freight Predator motor.
Oh, okay. Geez, a Harbor Freight? Did you buy the service contract that goes with it? Couldn't help myself.
I don't really know. You'd have to ask my dad.
I know. So let's talk to Dad for a second. And you'll have to admit, let's pull that over there. You'll have to admit, the old Harbor Freight thing, when you're standing in line and you buy something electrical, 9 guys behind you, buy the service contract.
Absolutely. The service contract, it's like a 100% peace of mind. You know, if you walk out with something that doesn't work, you bring it back, they give you another one. So
now let's talk a little bit about, this is the first time I heard that there was a class of race cars that uses a Harbor Freight Predator motor.
Yeah, so this little class was started out at Barona, and they started running these little Harbor Freight Predator motors to keep the cost down.
Sure.
And get the kids into motorsports and get them racing. So these motors are $99 off the shelf, and we put them in the cars. Of course, they require some tuning and a couple other little parts to get them where they're at.
Uh-huh.
But the long run is that it's a cheap power plant that these children
and the motor will run all season.
Yeah, we've run his primary race motor all season long.
Wow.
And it's still running strong. So
that's amazing. So Deegan, do you have to work on the car?
A little bit. Yeah. I usually clean the car.
Right.
He does all the
mechanical
motor stuff like that.
Well, right now at this point in time, there's not a whole lot of setup on this car, is there?
We do some different setup. Yeah, there's stagger in the cars.
Oh.
So we're working on tire pressures. We're working on spring rates in the front, as well as overall weight and where to place the weight in the car. So adjusting these small areas of the car really help the performance overall on the track and ultimately give them that other advantage that they need. These are momentum cars.
So yeah.
You got to keep that momentum going. If they start shaving off speed and loading up in the corners, you're going to get a slower car.
Yeah.
So it helps.
So, Deegan, have you figured out what tire pressure does to the car and what stagger does? Have you figured that out already? Or is it still kind of a learning curve?
It's still kind of a learning curve, but I've figured some of it out.
Well, one of the problems, and I take my hat off to you because I've raced my whole life and I still doesn't know, I don't know what none of that stuff does. All I know is put your foot all the way to the floor and hang on for dear life, which is never going to get you a win race. You're going to end up crashing more than anything. But I would think that the track itself changes so much that air pressure and suspension and all that your dad's asking you to give an input, that's another factor that you're 9 years old. I mean, and I guess whatever your communication skills are between you and your dad must be working. How many championships? How many wins? And that's a sign that at least you and your dad have got a good communication. Have you found him to be able to tell you what you're looking for?
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the biggest things to develop with your young drivers, have a communication, whether it is that they're telling you the car's loose or tight, whatever their feedback is, as long as you understand it and you can take that information right. they're giving you and turn it around and help them, you develop that rapport with your driver and that information, and it helps them in the long run for sure.
Right.
So Deegan will come in, he'll tell me the car was loose, Dad, I couldn't hold the gas in the corner.
Right.
Or he'll come in, he'll let me know the car was pushing up the hill, and
right.
I know what to do.
Well, and I think the communication between the two of you, who cares, father, son? I mean, it could be driver and crew chief.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it's all about communication, and for him to learn that skill at this age, you know, that's pretty stout for 9 years old. You got to take your hat off. And a lot of it goes to you and your tutoring. I mean, let's face it.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Well, he doesn't know anything about cars. I mean, you're the one that's got to teach him everything about it.
Actually, he teaches me a lot too, believe it or not. Yeah, he's a smart boy, very smart, and I thank you for that. But yes, he helps me
as much as
I help him.
Let's just call it the team, right?
That's right.
Who else is on the team, Deegan, besides you and your dad?
It's definitely my sister Penelope and my mom and maybe a little bit of my grandparents too.
What do you make Penelope do?
Does
she cook?
She cheers me on.
Ah, there you go. So it's a family thing,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, and that's really what it's all about. I mean, it's families that race together stay together. I mean, from what I've seen. I mean, I don't know about you, but it just seems that way.
I hear the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody in the family's kind of got a job?
Absolutely, yeah. Mom's in charge of making sure we're fed.
Making sure you're there.
Making sure we're there on time. You know, we're not the most timely individuals, us boys, so we rely on mom to keep our schedule. Penelope, as Deegan mentions, is his biggest cheerleader, so she's up there in the stands with posters saying Super Deegan and, you know, all these good things. And, yeah, the togetherness of it all,
right.
We all have a position out there, and it comes together as a family. And
how old is your sister?
She's six.
She's just a little guy, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
But she's a good fan, right?
Yeah, she's a great fan.
What school do you go to?
I go to Marvin Elementary.
Okay. Do the kids know you race?
Yeah, all of them do, basically.
Yeah. Have you taken the car to school?
No, I haven't taken the car. But I've showed them videos that my mom has taken up in the grandstands.
Sure. I'm just impressed with it. But you know what? I don't know what, maybe it's what's down here in Southern California, but we've met a lot of young kids that are phenomenal drivers.
Yeah, This seems to be a breeding ground for that.
It really does. It's crazy. Now did you race when you were younger?
I didn't do anything competitive like Deegan. I grew up running around. I grew up at the beach, so we did a lot of surfing.
Sure,
we did a
lot
of stuff like that. The biggest, fastest thing I ever got on was a motorcycle, and we rode dirt bikes and stuff out in the desert.
So anybody in the family race prior to Deegan? Like Grandpa, Grant? So
no, we don't have a family lineage of racers.
So you've got raw talent sitting here.
So he just wanted to do it.
Yeah, but he's winning like crazy.
Yeah.
He has talent.
Yeah.
I give him that. He's an incredible little driver. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to hook you up with a guy by the name of Bill Davis. He has sponsored or Napa as his big sponsor, and he's always looking for young talent.
Well, we would love to meet Mr. Davis. That'd be great.
Yeah, you would like meeting him too. He's a super, super nice guy, and he's put a lot of drivers, in the driver's seat. Brendan Gaughan comes to mind, and Austin Cameron. I don't know if you know the name.
I've heard the name. Yes.
Yeah, and he raced. He was doing. Then he got cancer, and he had to quit driving. He's now recovered, and he's in submission. But
well, that's great.
Yeah.
So what made you start driving, Deegan?
I started driving 2 years ago, and it's been a really fun.
Yeah. What made you want to?
It's got to be like a little bit of Dad, a little bit of the Cars movie, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Dirt Dude's taking full credit of having you here.
Thanks, Craig, for having us out here.
Just threw Brittany under the bus. All right, Dude, you get all the credit.
Yeah, hey. we're big fans of the Cars movie, too.
Oh, my God, don't even start.
Huge fans. Well, it's nice to have you both here. Yeah. And so we'll talk to you more after the break.
Yeah, we're going to take a small break, pay a few bills, and we come back a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio. And Deegan Ira and his dad, Benjamin, we're going to talk racing some more for Barona Speedway. Stay tuned. folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are the answer. This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. Go to www.baronaspeedway.com, baronaspeedway.com, 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in Lakeside. You can take your food, your alcohol, as long as you behave yourself. You can go camping. You can do a, you know, stay up there all night, get up the next morning and with the birds and drive home. You don't have to worry about trying to come off the mountain at nighttime. Barona Speedway, family owned and operated. Great, great group of people. In fact, we have Deegan Ire and his dad, Benjamin, in the house.
And he is a Barona racer, a junior racer.
Yeah, what division do you run in?
I run in the Masters. Next year, probably going to be running a junior sprint.
Oh, okay.
It's getting built right now.
Nice.
All right. Who's building it for you?
Sam, which is, I don't know if you know him, Ron. It's his friend, and he's building me a junior sprint.
Okay. Does he have a business doing that, or does he just kind of do it on the side?
I think he's doing it on the side, but I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's more of a privateer. He's working from home, and he's an ex-engineer. And,
oh, geez, there's what you want.
He's building us a really nice chassis.
Yeah,
so
just leave him alone. Don't even talk to him. He'll come out with a whiz, that's for sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So now what kind of a step-up is this for Deegan?
This is a big step-up. Actually, the class was designed around 11-year-olds up to 14-year-olds, Deegan being 9. This will be a big challenge for him going in. But with 2 years of Mini Dwarf Masters experience, you know, the little cars.
Yeah, Masters at 9 years old. Can you believe he's a Masters at 9?
Yeah, because he won the championship.
I know,
the year
but
before,
it just,
so
the two just
do.
Don't.
They put you up in Master if you, like, win the championship.
That's like black and white. It just doesn't fix. But
he
anyway.
Mastered it in 1 year.
So what power plant will you be running?
So they'll move up to a different power plant. So these cars are running a Briggs & Stratton motor. So they're a little bit more expensive, a little bit more power.
Still dependable.
Right, and about the same size, about 212 cc's, I want to guess, somewhere in that neighborhood, making about 13 horsepower, I'm guessing, out of these things, maybe a little more.
And you're making what right now?
You know, these are 6.5 out of the box for the Predator motors.
Right.
I'm just going to guess and say they make 10 or 11 once you soup them up.
Right. Yeah. So have you been in one of those cars yet, Deegan?
Sort of. I haven't been in it, like, racing.
But you've been on the track?
Not really. I've been to his house and sat in it while it was being, like, built and everything.
Yeah, because it doesn't make a difference how old you are. You build the car around the driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the seat has to fit you a certain way.
Yeah.
Do they require Hans devices for his division?
Yeah, absolutely. They require some sort of a neck device.
System.
There's several devices out there, anything from a Hans device. Impact Racing's making a very nice unit called a Next Gen.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, you know, Simpson and the other brands. But, yes, some sort of a head restraint system is required.
And by the way, folks, that piece of equipment is not cheap.
No, not cheap at all.
When I see these NASCAR drivers throwing them across the track when they're mad, I'd be the owner. I'd say, guess what? You just bought yourself a Hans device. Put that in the closet. You're
right.
In serious trouble.
And I'm sure those are extra expensive. Those ones are custom made, I'm sure.
You think? So I guess that brings up a good point, Deegan. Do you have a temper when you race, or do you stay pretty mellow?
I stay pretty mellow, but every once in a while, if somebody does something to me, I might get a little bit mad and give them a little shove.
Oh, so you will go up and say, hey, guess who?
Kind of. Yeah.
Like what? I want to hear a story.
Well, no, we don't want to do that because then the competition will know, and we don't want to give anything away to the competition, right?
Yeah.
See, we don't want them doing it. We just, as far as they know, everything is just fine.
I know.
Story of your life.
I wanted to hear a story.
I'm sure you did. But again, I guess at 9 years old, this is going to be a really, really hard question to answer. But do you plan to stay in racing for as long as you can? Is this something that if you could make a living at it, you would do it?
Yeah, I would keep racing. I just, when I grow up, I just want to do something that involves racing with motors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you getting to a point where you want to start taking things apart and putting them back together? Or do you just want to be the driver? Me, I just want to be the driver.
Same with me. I just want to be the driver. Yeah.
I got stuck crew chiefing for 3 years. It is the worst thing I ever did in my life. Because I'd put all the blood, sweat, and tears in the race car, and then somebody else went and drove it. I didn't even get to go out on the racetrack with it. So it got to the point where I said, this is absolutely no fun.
You don't think it made you a better driver?
No. No, it made me very irritable. And especially if the driver didn't... I had one guy that he would not go fast. I would stand on top of the pit box and scream, it's the pedal under your right foot. I mean, he was the worst driver I've ever seen, but he had more money than you could imagine. But be that
so
as
he
it
paid
may.
You well to yeah. scream at him.
So what's going to be your backup? Are you going to go to college? Are you going to go to a trade school? What are you thinking?
I'm not really sure yet.
You're not that far down the road?
No.
Yeah. Well, there are people out there that are college, then there are people that are not. I just think it's a tough decision to make, but you know, you need to make that kind of a decision. I don't like it when people say, well, you got to go to college and you got to become a lawyer. And
yeah. rah, 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 rah. I would never tell anybody that.
No, I think you need to. And I think what your dad and mom are doing is giving you opportunities in front of you.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah it's an option.
You know? Yeah, that's like you're not just going to eat mac and cheese.
No.
Mom's going to throw some broccoli in there, some Brussels sprouts, some pizza, you know, different things. So you can make a decision whether you like those things or not. And I think that's the important part of family. And it happens more, I think, in motorsports than any other form of sport.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, some kids take to playing a trumpet or they go to their soccer players or whatever. And if you are drawn to being in the race car and being a driver, you should pursue it.
But if I take you to, and if I get you piano lessons and I find out after the third day you hate piano lessons, I'm not going to keep sending you to piano lessons.
Because that's just torture.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so just that's torture.
Yeah. So that's kind of how
you're
drawn
to the acting. That's another thing. Some people say, you know, should I become an actor? Well, if you're not drawn to it and you're not passionate about it, you don't want to, and it's like everything you're doing has to be related to acting and theater, then don't do it.
Right. So let's talk about the important thing, sponsorship. Who's on the car?
Well, Deegan, go ahead. Deegan. You take this one.
Who's on the car, kids?
SoCal Paintworks, Elite Metal Tools, AFCO, Douglas Wheels and Tires, United Cleaning Company, Victory Graphics, and I think there's one more, but I can't remember it.
Is it that one right? Can you see it on the car? She's showing you a picture of the car. Dad, who's it? Was he missing one?
No, I think he's got them all covered here. I think we're fans of some of the other stickers that he's got on his car, but his sponsors, he did get all of them.
Yeah. Does he have to go out and garner sponsorship, or do you do that?
You know, that's something that we've been fortunate. We're involved in the community. SoCal Paintworks did some work on an automobile that my father and I restored, and they were kind enough to
Aren't they great guys over there?
They're great, and so we went down there. They powder coated his whole car and gave us paint to do all the stuff.
Wow.
And did a great job on that. A lot of these guys are stepping up because they know Deegan's in racing and they're offering the help. So that was great. So we're still new to the sponsorship thing. It's something that we both need to learn a little bit more about. But we are happy to have these folks on board and helping us out.
Right.
Yeah.
So now you're kind of the main sponsor.
That's correct.
Is there a business behind that, or is it just your wallet?
No, absolutely. I own United Cleaning Company here in San Diego. We do power washing service and power sweeping service for the local hotels, hospitals, and HOAs. And that's been what I've been able to. Our business has helped support his racing, and that's great.
And the important thing by me bringing that up, folks, it's not just because I want to know how many sponsors he's got. It's that you need to know who these sponsors are. So whenever you need power washing or metal fab or paint work,
you know,
use the sponsors off these kids' cars, because that's what, and go in and say, hey, by the way, I was listening to you guys on radio and I heard your sponsor in Deegan's car. We'd like to, you know, get a paint job or what have you, because that's what'll keep sponsorships going. Because unfortunately, and Ben, you'll know it better than anybody, just giving somebody a sticker and expecting a couple $100, it's going to be pretty tough nowadays.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. They, and the fact that Deegan is as good as he is, not only on radio, but in general public, I mean, you know, it's going to be a win-win for anybody that would like to sponsor
this guy. Yeah, he's a great kid. He gets a lot of time out on the in the Victory Circle and a lot of good exposure for his sponsors.
Well, what we'll do is we'll kind of get together and we'll help you put some packages together and maybe try to get some doors to open. I think if a car dealership was to sponsor you, I think that would be huge.
That would be huge, yeah.
And El Cajon Ford, I don't know if you know Paul Dyke.
I don't know him directly, but I know El Cajon Ford.
And you know he goes out and he races himself, his PJ, and his whole family races at Barona.
Wonderful.
And I think if, you know, let me see what I can do to help, maybe throw a couple. Maybe if nothing else, if Paul won't do it, I'll go to the service manager, Don Horn.
Okay.
And get a Quick Lane sponsorship.
I love it.
I mean, Quick Lane's on drag cars. They're on NASCAR. Well, I haven't seen them on any of the Mustangs lately, but no, seriously. And there's no charge at our end. We'll be more than happy to help you garner some sponsorships to hopefully make his dream.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dave. That's the great thing about having good kids like this and being a parent, helping them follow those dreams, helping them you know, get just that one step closer to obtaining it all.
So now what about Penelope? Is she going to start racing?
I think she wants to. A couple weeks ago, she got her first KO1 speed race in.
How'd she do?
She did pretty good. Pretty good.
Did you stay up with her?
No, I kept lapping her.
The truth comes.
You know, a lot of the young racers have really good grades. I have to ask, are you a good student?
Yeah, I'm a really good student. Uh-huh. All my teachers love me.
I knew it.
You don't have much choice, because if not, guess what gets taken away?
Racing.
Thank you. Yeah, I raced go-karts. I was big into go-karts my whole career, because I didn't have a dad like you had, and I didn't have the money that your dad doesn't have. So consequently, I just stayed in go-karts. Yeah, and I was going to be an F1 driver. That's all there was to it. I even joined the Army, but I didn't work either. So, all right. With that being said, anything that we missed? Anything that you'd to say?
Race is coming up.
Oh, yeah. What do you got? What's your next race?
The season is already over.
Oh, yeah,
over,
that's right. Yeah.
If we paid attention. We might go to like a non-points race or something.
Have you ever heard of Cocopah?
Yeah, I think we might go to Cocopah a couple
still
times.
Running.
Everybody goes to Cocopah. Yeah. They say it's a phenomenal track.
It's a beautiful track, a great facility, and they've adopted the junior program over there recently.
They're
running all the way, I think, up through December.
Wow.
So it'll give the kids a chance to keep racing now that the season's over at Barona. And they can make their way out to Cocopah. Right.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, because Royce Henry told us that they just started a junior division. Yeah. 6 you know years Royce? Old, you can start.
We do know Royce and his wife, Holly. Yeah.
So Holly's probably going to be calling in at 3:45. I got a sneaky feeling. She's become the PR queen for Cocopah.
She's sweet. Yeah, she's really nice. And her daughters come down and they do...
Shake and bake.
Yeah, that's right. They do the victory lane photos with the juniors. It's a wonderful occasion for everyone.
So they were studio guests, too, and they told us about the program. So Penelope could start if she's 6 years old.
But who would name their child Shake and Bake?
Well, they're just nicknames.
I think those
are.
I bet they're rocking and rolling with those two, and they're busy, and Shake and Bake is probably very appropriate. I want them to come in.
They will. Absolutely. We'll have to get the kids in. All right. Well, hey, Deegan, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right. One of these days, we'll have to get some stickers, and we'll throw some stickers on these. That's what we need to start doing, racer radio stickers.
Oh, yeah, we should. And thank you, Deegan, for bringing us a sticker that says Irie Motorsports. This is super cool.
We're going to put that on your Mazda.
I'm going to fight with Dave over this.
No, we'll send you a couple more.
Yeah, right. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, we have got... Who have we got on the wings?
Well, we have Cadillac Cody Williams, Sprint Car Series driver. From Paris Auto Speedway.
All right, so stay tuned, folks. More coming. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. Special guest in the house, Deegan Irie and his dad, Ben. But right now, this is the Paris Auto Speedway segment, and we've got Cody Williams, Cadillac Cody Williams, that is. He is in chatting with us a little bit about Paris Auto Speedway. How you doing, sir?
Good. How you guys doing?
Not too good. We're sitting here chatting with a 9-year-old, and Deegan, how many championships have you won?
I've won 2 championships, 2 rookies of the year, and 13 wins, actually.
And he's only been racing for 2 years. Is that amazing or what?
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I've been racing for 9 years now, I think.
And,
I've got 2 wins in Victorville, and I got 1 at Santa Maria with the 410s, USAC CRA. So he's doing way better than me.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with the dad. You know, it's one of those mom, dad, sister, grandma, grandpa type deals, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. My dad's been racing for, quit a few years ago. I think it's been about 35 years. And he's been helping me and my two brothers out, Logan and Austin Williams. Just been trying our best. And it's just been a little bit of a struggle lately. But hopefully by the Oval Nationals, we can get some stuff in gear and get ourselves in the main event there and get up in the top 10, 5, whatever, win it maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you got to answer. What's up with the Cadillac handle?
I played football for 11 years, and my freshman year, we were playing this team, and I think we were up a couple touchdowns already, and we ran one play all the way down the field, 70 yards for a touchdown with me running the ball. We did the same play over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's when the Cadillac Williams, the real Cadillac Williams, and I can't remember what team he's on right now, but he was doing really good in college football. And so one of my friends called me Cadillac Williams, and it stuck. And then somehow Paris found out about it, and they started calling me Cadillac.
So, yeah.
It's a good nickname. I don't mind it.
Hey, there's worse. There's worse nicknames. Trust me.
Yeah. Right, you might be the Leadfoot lawyer like me.
Yeah. So what's now? You run 410s or 460s?
410s.
And that's a sprint car, right?
Yes, non-wing sprint car.
Ooh, the non-wing.
Yeah, non-wing. we have Shaver engines and spike chassis, and we're really happy with both of them. So hopefully we can get some more wins for Jack Jory, our owner, owner.
And who is your owner again?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jack and Sharon Jory.
Okay, and who's the main sponsor on the car?
It's John Jory Corporation.
Okay.
They've been sponsoring my dad forever, and they've been really nice to let me and my brothers race also. So wow.
What type of business are they?
Drywall, metal stud, acoustic ceilings, lath and plaster. They do pretty much all that stuff. But they do a lot of hospitals and big high-rise buildings and stuff
like
that.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's why I always try to tell, like I was telling Deegan, you never know where your ad dollar is going to come from, your sponsor dollar. I mean, it could be a plasterer. It could be a plumber. It could be a guy steam cleaning parking lots, So... it's just you got to talk to everybody if you're really seriously trying to make this a career. And is that what you're doing, or is it more of a hobby for you?
It's more of a hobby because we only have 26 races on the schedule this year. And if you really want to get good, you need to go back east to like Indiana,
right?
Those places, because they can race 3 times a week.
Yeah.
We race like once a month pretty much, and it kind of sucks. It's what we got out here with the 410s.
Sure.
There's a lot of people are doing the 360 racing, which, is all right, but I like the 410s. It's I like it more exciting and all that stuff.
Let me tell you, I had the opportunity to take a 410. You know Randy Waitman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, he let me drive his car out of Barona one time. Oh,
how'd you like that?
I told him, I said, if you let me go out again, I'll open my eyes. I mean, that was the wildest experience. I mean, I was out of control the whole time. He said my timing was good. He said my times were good. He says, yeah, for never being in one. And I said, well, I only will go out on two conditions. One, if I wad it up, I don't have to pay for it. And two, I go by myself. Because it was tough enough by myself. I can't imagine being out there with 9, 10, 15 other cars, at speed.
At Paris, we get going pretty fast there, and sometimes we get pretty close, and stuff happens really fast at Paris, so stuff can happen really fast.
By the way, it's Scott Delosio's birthday next Saturday, in case you're going.
Oh, really? Yep, we'll be there. Gotta tell him happy birthday.
We were going to go to...
Well, it's either Barona's running the same night as Paris, we hate it when they do that. Because then we got to decide where we're going to go, and this is the last race of the season for both venues.
Yeah, well, and Scott's such a great guy, so I mean...
Yeah, we kind of have to throw it to
Paris.
Well,
he groveled, like I'm supposed to bring him a birthday present.
Well, is he having a party?
No.
Well, are we going to take him out for drinks after
No, he just wants a present.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
but what are you going
to
do?
I guess we could try to hook him up with
something. So not being Charlie negative over here, but what was the problem with your season? Was it mechanical, bad luck? What were some of the issues?
There's just been like, let's see, during Sprint Week, California Sprint Week at Chico, we dropped a valve in the motor, and so I missed that whole day. We changed the motor out, and we ran the next 2 days, which was all right. But then it's just like just little things have been plaguing me this year. Mm. And towards the end of last year, I had problems the last couple races at Paris with the Oval Nationals, and it just seems like I can't get over this little spot here. And hopefully, beginning of next year, it'll all go away. You know, yeah. get rid of some of that bad luck. But yeah, you know, I just can't thank Jack and Sharon enough. You know, they spend a lot of money to run three cars, and I mean, there's no one else out there that does three cars for the 410s that I know of. The Vanderweers, they run two, so I mean that's still really expensive. But you know, just can't thank them enough.
Well, I have a way for you to thank them. It just means you have to drive a little bit. So once the season is over, we'd like to have you bring your race car down to San Diego, say on a Saturday, spend the night, then come into KUSI on a Sunday morning, and we'll do a whole segment just on you, your car, your sponsors. You can bring them down, invite them down, and then once it's over with, you get a copy of it. You can put it in your portfolio for trying to generate ad dollars, and it's just a nice way to thank your sponsor. And if you want have you on again, you can actually have your sponsor call in and we can chat with them as well, because it's all about giving back. And I know how hard it is to garner sponsorship. You know, sitting here chatting with Deegan, you know, he's 9 years old and he's got a pretty good handful of sponsors, but guess who's writing the check? Dad. And there's a lot of small advertisers, so we got to figure out ways for Deegan to find a sponsor that knows they're going to get way more back than what they give to Deegan. And that's with radio and television. So that's kind of my goal and my challenge, especially when I talk to guys like you and especially Deegan. I mean, 9 years old. Dude, if you were sitting here, you wouldn't think this kid was 9 years old. I mean, he talks like, well, better than you and I, but that's another story.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he does.
but he understands it. I mean, his dad and I, we were talking earlier, this little guy can come in and he can tell you the difference between tire pressure, stagger. You know, him and his dad have worked out such a great relationship that he could actually, well, how many championships did he win?
I won two and two rookies of the year.
Yeah.
Two out of two.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that Michelle and I like about doing this job, you know, talking to racers, is because of who we meet. It's just mind-boggling. Are you familiar with Western States Racer Expo that's going to be held up at Pomona this next year?
I've heard about it the last couple of years, but I've never been.
Oh, you got to go. It is the most fun that you ever. Yeah, and Shelly does such a great job. Michelle and I will be up there for 3 hours doing radio, just interviewing any and every kid or driver, whoever wants to get on air and have some experience. But it's a great way to not only learn, because she brings in experts, suspension, oil, engine, tire, you know, you name it, and it's a fun event. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Should be able to go to that.
What are the dates, Michelle?
That's February 24th and 25th.
So it's a Saturday, Sunday at Pomona, or at the fairgrounds. Yeah, uh-huh. Fairplex. Mm-hmm. So what's the number of your car for people that are going to go up next weekend and take a look?
44. That was actually my football number also.
I remember that car.
Kind of kept everything together with the football theme, like the nickname and the number.
Ah, that's cool. And what colors are you?
I'm gray chassis with a black body.
I remember it, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because we've been up a couple times.
Yeah, I'll take the 2.5-hour, 3-hour drive every once in a while because I enjoy it, and I like hanging out with Paris. Because it's really, really a great check. Deegan, you ever race at Paris Auto Speedway yet?
Not yet, but we might go soon.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's moving up into another class since he's blown the first class out of the water.
Right. So what plans do you have for the off season after Barona wraps up or Paris wraps up?
I don't really do anything. We just kind of get the cars ready for next year, kind of make sure everything's good. I also have a normal job during the day. So, I mean, obviously I'll be doing that. And
sure.
I've been trying to start up my own business, a machining business. So I have a CNC mill and a CNC lathe. So I've been trying to get that going.
I can tell you from experience, being a service manager for 30 years and being in the motorsports community, we need good machine shops.
Yep, I know. I agree.
You know, how many times have you looked for a guy that can do a set of cylinder heads or set some pistons? I mean, they're just not out there. They are so few and far between. And the ones that are good, I hate to say it, are dying off.
Yeah, or they charge a lot.
And they don't give you the service that you need. We have a company here in San Diego, RC Motors. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. RC Engines.
Mm-hmm.
You know Dave?
My dad knows him.
Yeah. Well, he's probably one of the last, and then they just picked up I can't think of the name of the company he picked up, but it was a cylinder head company. Just to keep that company alive. That guy was retiring, so Dave picked that up, because I'm telling you, it's really hard. It's really hard to come by a good quality machine shop. So, hey, are your doors open yet?
Yeah, I've been running some parts for a guy, and he's been a really good customer of mine. I mean, my machine hasn't stopped in a couple months, so that's really good. I've done over 700 parts for him.
Wow. And what's the name of the company?
Light Pole Systems. They're in Placentia, they've been really good customers, and they seem to be happy with my work. So,
what's the name of your company? Yeah, but what's the name of your machine shop?
CRW Designs and Machining.
I like it.
It's my initial, because my middle name is actually Rip, my dad's name.
Oh, there you go.
Oh yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Right.
No.
All right.
Hall of Famer, Rip Williams.
Yeah, that's Hall of Famer. Yeah. Yeah. Those are big shoes to follow, my friend. Big shoes.
Yeah, and it's really hard to fill them, man. even with all three of us, it's still hard to fill it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's doing it with inferior equipment compared to what you're driving, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. What he had, most of the stuff he had back then, they were okay cars, but for sure not the best car. And he made the best out of every car he got into.
Yeah. And nobody knew what CNC stood for back in the day.
Nope. They were all pretty much everything. It was pretty much handmade. I can't imagine hand making a whole car right now.
Yeah, I totally get it. All right, man. Hey, well, if you have a website, Facebook, all that jazz?
I have a Facebook. One of my friends runs it. I don't even know if he's been keeping up on it, but you can just look it up. I think it's just Cody Williams Racing. And I'd like to thank Jack and Sharon Drury again.
Right.
My dad, my crew guys, Beezer, Larry Smith, Daniel, John, and Matt. I'd like to get some sponsors out there. John Joy Corporation, Persol Masonry, AMA Plastics, Walker Performance Filtration, Ron Davis Radiators, Full Throttle List and Equipment Rental, Shaver Specialties, Spike Chassis, Edmunds Auto Research, Emery Engineering, and CRW Designs and Machining.
All right. Hey, man.
It'll do everything.
Yeah, it's great talking to you. You got Scott, get my email from Scott. Send me an email, and let's set up some TV for you guys down the road.
All right. That sounds great.
All right, Cody. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. We're going to take a small break, folks. When we come back, Mark Ainsley's calling in from the Velodrome. The Masters have been running up in the LA area. I think he's going to have news. Stay tuned. You're listening to AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome. Welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are the answer. Let me see here. I'm just wondering if my boys have not arrived yet from
the gun show.
Yeah, I don't see anything saying that they're here yet.
So I guess you're doing the gun show by yourself.
Probably so, but that's okay. Hey, we got Mark Ainsley on the line. Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing wonderful. And who else you got on the line? Because it says both of you guys are Mark.
No, just me.
Oh, okay.
Just me.
Very good. So yeah. How did the Masters go this weekend?
Oh, it's been all week, and it's been quite a show. It's still going on. Today's the last day, and I was just watching live streaming, and one of our San Diego Velodrome guys is out in front and giving it a go. Kevin Schiller.
Oh, Kevin! All right, cool.
Yeah, he's in the points race, and so for everyone, a points race is the guy with the most points at the end of the day wins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, you know, about 60 lap long race, and there's sprints every 10 laps.
Jeez.
And you get points for your placing in the sprints.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 5, 3, 2, 1 for first, second, third, and fourth, and you add up all the points and see who ends up the winner. So it's, you got to sprint like crazy to win the sprint, and then you got to recover. So it's a really tough race.
Wow.
As you've seen, you called many of them, Dave. So.
I'm telling you, yeah, it's crazy. And now the Masters, you had people coming in from all over the world, right?
Yeah, this is the World Championships, and we're going to have it next year here, too. And it's actually in L.A., the Velo Sports Center.
Mm-hmm.
The StubHub Center is the 250-meter all-wood indoor track. It has 45-degree banking. Our San Diego Velodrome is a 333 and has about 27-degree banking.
Mm-hmm. Are you still there? Right. Oh, there you are. What happened?
I'm here. I'm still here.
Oh, okay. So, we just had a little cutout.
Yeah, so, no problem.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's kind of fun watching them. Great competition. Great to see the world's best compete. So.
Right. And we've got Sean Burke. Isn't he over in Italy?
Yeah. They're doing real good in the it's the Red Hook races, the fixed gear criterions, outdoor criterions with fixed gear bikes, no brakes, and you got to keep pedaling. There's no freewheel.
That's crazy. Yeah. But speaking on a local point, folks, if you've never been to the Velodrome, Tuesdays and Friday nights, they have great, great racing. There's no charge to come in. And on Tuesday night, the Bursall food truck is there. And I'm telling you, the food is phenomenal. And I got to say, Mark, I've been able to talk people to come in about every Tuesday that I've been out there. At least two or three people will come in, and every single one of them says it was the most fun they've ever had. Not only the racing, but the people in the stands.
Yeah, it's fun. It's free, and cheap thrills. It's really fun to watch people go as hard as they can on a bicycle and see what happens.
And we're talking, folks.
Never know what's going to happen.
We're talking fixed gear, we're talking no brakes, and we're talking sometimes 10, 15 riders going 30 miles an hour. I mean,
if you've ridden a 10-speed, it's like putting it in the big ring on the front and the little cog in the back and pedaling as hard as you can. Now hold that for a while. That's about 30 miles an hour.
I just can't.
That's the cruising pace. So, yeah, I know it's really, really, but we have all different levels, too.
Yes.
So, on Tuesdays is the A's and the B's, and then on Fridays is the C's and the D's.
Mm-hmm.
So people come out, get certified, learn how to ride their bikes on the track and ride a fixed gear bike and kind of learn the etiquette of moving up track and how to pass and so on. And then they jump right into the racing.
Boy.
They started on the D levels and they move their way up, and it's really fun. So
it is.
There's no age grading. It's no age grading. The World Championships that's being held in L.A. is all age graded. So you race in your age group. But our racing down at the San Diego Velodrome on Tuesdays and Fridays is not age graded. It's just based on ability.
Right.
how fast can you go? You know, so if you're an old guy, you can ride with the youngsters. If you're fast enough, you can keep up with them. So,
right. But you never know, because you know the young guns. I mean, the Wolfgangs and the Ian Ulrichs of the world. You know, young, full of nothing but horsepower. But then you get Sean. Yeah. You get Sean. What's his last name? He's always late.
Sean Wallace. Yeah,
Sean Wallace. Here's a guy who's he's world class, and he's older than 15. I mean, so he's up in his age.
Yeah.
But he is his
about 50, I think.
And cagey, he is so cagey. I mean, you talk about
he's smart.
Yeah, experience overloading youth and enthusiasm. I mean, he lets those kids go out and just hammer down, and he just kind of chuckles.
Yeah, they're coming back. Yeah, so he just waits, and they'll poop out eventually, and then he can catch them.
Absolutely.
You know, he has lots and lots of experience, and he knows how to dig deep too. He's hurting, but he keeps going, and even with his tongue hanging out, he jumps.
Yeah,
and goes even harder.
You can never count him out till the race is totally over, because he does have what I call hidden stamina. But I think a lot of it has to do with his strategy. He realizes he can't run as hard as say the kids, but he's figured out a way to outsmart them. You know, from a strategy point of view. Yeah.
Right.
I always get, We must have guilted him last Tuesday because he showed up early.
Yeah, that's unusual. Yeah, he's
always late. Well, does he come from North County or L.A.?
Yeah, all bad. So it's never no telling what the traffic's going to do to him.
No kidding. How long's racing going to be going on? I think it's going to run till the end of the month.
Yeah, October 24th is our last Tuesday night race.
Okay.
And
same with Fridays.
For Fridays, yeah. Fridays is going to be, and we have a big party at the end and kind of silly, fun stuff, fun races that, and just for giggles.
Sure. I think it'll be a hoot. But the best thing to do, folks, go to sdvelodrome.com. Just because the season's over doesn't mean there won't be more events at the velodrome. And if you're in, I mean, I was just talking. Mark, I've got a young driver in here. He's 9 years old, and he races out of Brona Speedway. But he also has a racing bicycle, and he mentioned it's a little bit too small for him. So I was going to tell him he needs to get on sdvelodrome.com and maybe come out at the end of the month on the 29th for the swap meet.
Swap meet. And we have the beginner's classes for kids, and we have all sorts of bikes for free that kids can use, and they're all different sizes.
Right.
So our coach is free, and you just sign up, and we come on down, and we'll take care of everything. But the 29th is the swap meet,
right?
Which is a big deal. It's like, hate to say it, but it's get ready for Christmas time.
Yeah.
For the bike shop, so they kind of clean out their inventory,
right?
And make incredible deal, and. The pro teams come out with their bikes that they've been riding all year, and they're going to get new ones coming up the first of the year. So they sell all the professionally maintained bikes. There's a couple teams that come out, and it's just there's probably 1,000 people that they're there by 9 o'clock, standing waiting to get in the pedestrian gate to walk in and get these deals, because it's the hot ticket. If you need a bicycle or you want to upgrade, they're need some parts, everybody comes, and there's a few things on my shopping list, and I'm cleaning out my garage. I'll be down there.
I got a sneaky view. I'm going to be there too, and I don't have any bicycle stuff, but I don't know, maybe Deegan will come down, drag his bicycle down, maybe he can sell it, buy a spare race motor. You
maybe
never
you can
know.
Trade with somebody or swap it out.
Yeah,
he's all into it. Go ahead, Mark.
Met with our friend last Saturday was the race out in Paris, the Flat Trackers, and guys came, friends of mine came from back east and Kansas. The motorcycle road racing season's over, and they started racing flat track. But these guys, the road racers and the flat trackers, all ride bicycles in order to stay fit.
Really?
And your legs is the key thing, the first thing to go, and your heart and lungs. You got to have the aerobic ability. So you know, at the end of the race is when you need it the most, right? You gotta.
Wow.
So these guys all ride bicycles. Cal Crutchlow rides MotoGP. He comes out, and North County San Diego is the favorite spot to, for them to train because it's a lot better weather than what they have in Europe. And we get all sorts of motorcycle guys come out and ride bicycles.
All right. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for taking time out of your Sunday to call in, folks. SDVelodrome.com, SDVelodrome.com. Check it out and hope to see you guys Tuesday. You going to be there Tuesday?
You betcha.
All right, I look forward to it. Folks, come on down. 7 to 9, the best racing you'll ever see without an engine. All right, buddy. Take care. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Hey, we're going to have to hit the Dusty Trail Gun Sports Radio right around the corner.
And don't forget to like us on Facebook. We have two pages, You Ought to Know and Racer Radio.
Thank you very much, Michelle, for coming down. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. See you next week.
CarCentrics.com.
CarCentric at, yes, CarCentric.wordpress.com is my website where I have car reviews and racer interview.
All right. See you down the road, folks. Talk to you later.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.